Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happens when you put a career-focused woman with two kids trying to balance home and work life in a room with a microphone? Lots of laughter, tears, and great advice. Welcome to Two Kids and a Career.
This is an episode that is going to be a dedication episode. It is the final episode of season one. Season two will launch in a few weeks, and I will get back to that dedication in just a minute. But first, I want to thank you for giving Two Kids and a Career a shot, for listening, for spreading the word to your friends and family. If you haven't done so already, feel free to do that. I won't get mad. And for just embracing it. You can follow Two Kids and a Career on Instagram at 2TWO, Kids and a Career. And don't forget, you can get this podcast anywhere you like to get your podcast, whether you download it on Y98.com's website or radio.com or the radio.com app or iTunes, wherever you are listening to it currently, you just know that that's where you can get it all the time. And if you want to subscribe, that would be so great. Leave a comment. So great. Just thank you. Now it is time for the dedication episode. And this dedication episode is going to our first baby, our fur baby, Apple. If you tuned into the very first episode of Two Kids and a Career, the launch episode, you know that Apple was pretty instrumental in getting this whole Two Kids and a Career podcast to even happen, to even exist. And you're like, how does a dog, by the way, did I mention Apple's a dog? How does a dog help that? Well, very quickly, the reason she helped get this whole podcast started, when I was on maternity leave with our oldest daughter, there was a time when one night things were just hectic. Hormones were going. It was just a bad night. And I just wanted to spend time with Apple. I just didn't feel like rocking Lou. I just wanted Apple. And keep in mind, before our daughter, Apple was our world. That's all we knew. And she was spoiled beyond belief. And so I had mentioned this whole not wanting to spend time with our daughter and wanting to spend time with our dog in a text to a friend, and that friend never responded to that text and didn't address it the next time we talked. So I thought I was the crazy one. And then fast forward, when I got back to work from maternity leave and somehow this topic got brought up and I was reassured that I wasn't crazy, that it was a normal thought. And so then I said, well, why aren't we talking about this stuff? Why aren't we having these tough conversations? And hence, Two Kids and a Career now exist. So what's even crazier, I did a complete 180 where I went from wanting to be with Apple to not wanting to be with her. And that's discussed in episode 10 with Jamie Case. She is the executive director at Gateway Pet Guardian. So I knew these animal questions that I had to ask her because she's the animal expert. And I told her, I said, you know, it's so challenging with two kids, even just one, that Apple would get in the way. And it's like, get out of the way, Apple. Apple, you're a nuisance. Apple, you're this. The love wasn't as intense as it was before. There was still love, but I mean, I'm taking care of human beings now, and Apple just wasn't a priority. So I started questioning, am I not really an animal lover because I'm not completely embracing Apple like I used to? And then that was a mind game. Like, what is going on? What is wrong with me? And Jamie said, no, Jill, this is just the season you're in. You are an animal lover. Just, you're good. And I'm dedicating this episode. It's the least I can do is dedicate this episode to Apple because, And I haven't talked about this much on social media, on my radio show on Y98, but we lost Apple unexpectedly a couple months ago. And that was, and still is, extremely difficult. You know, with any animal, typically you're making that decision to put them out of their pain and their misery. That's how it's always been with any pet I've had growing up. And, you know, that's the hardest decision to make, too. When you know that your pet is in pain and you talk to the vet and the vet's like, I can't make that decision for you, but it's time. And so you go home and you're just like, is this the right decision? They can't talk, but I don't know. Is not the right decision, is it? And so usually that decision is, I don't know. I don't think I know anyone who, until recently, has lost a pet unexpectedly at their house. And that's what happened to us. And so it really did make you go, oh my gosh, I feel awful. I should probably stop right here and say, if you're not a pet person, you don't understand any of this and you don't get it. And I completely understand. I know several people in my life, they just don't love animals. They're fine. They don't want to harm animals, clearly, but they just don't get the dynamics that we had, people like me, we had with Apple. So yeah, some of this stuff you're going to be like, if you're not an animal lover, what are you talking about, Jill? But anyway, I started having these really guilty thoughts. Like once I had kids, I stopped telling Apple how much we loved her and I didn't give her enough attention. And I just kept pushing her to the side. And, you know, she died knowing that and knowing that I was just frustrated with her at times. And that was hard. That was so, 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 so hard. It's still hard because I think about it a lot. Like, oh, does she know how much we did love her? It was just a lot at the time and hard to manage. I mean, we were able to, but it was hard. It was just hard. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of work. And, you know, listen, I am going to choose my child crying over petting my dog so that I can comfort my child. It's just, it also is a mind game. And so when we lost her, it, like I said, all those thoughts just came to mind and it took a while. Like I said, it still hurts to think of those things, but I just have to focus on the fact that we gave her a damn good life compared to where she came from. We rescued her, and I only know a little bit about her past, but that little bit, I wish I didn't know. And so I just have to remind myself over and over and over again that we did give her a great life. She was spoiled. She was loved. And while I wasn't able to give her my undivided attention, I was still there. And I just hope that she knows that too. So if you have a pet at home, please give them an extra love and an extra kiss, obviously from you, but also from me. Hug them a little tighter. Give them an extra treat. They deserve it. And, you know, just love on them. And we love Apple and think about her every single day. Season 2 of Two Kids in a Career, it will launch in a few weeks. Amazing guests, as always. Tough conversations, fun conversations, laughter, tears, all of it. You can expect it again with Season 2. And again, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following on Instagram at Two Kids in a Career. Thank you for your support. I am so appreciative of it, more than you even understand. And I'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you're feeling really generous, write me a review. And don't forget to join me next week for a new episode of Two Kids and a Career.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.